Chapter 37. I thought I told you I couldn't be using up all our supplies on one person, Dr. Briggs said as I woke up. I recognized the room. If it wasn't St. Vincent's again, it was a very close facsimile.
Not my fault, I said.
Oh? She asked, surprised. Do tell me why that is.
You told me not to stand in the way of any more bullets or knives, I said, my voice growing stronger. You didn't mention anything about wrestling giant half-crocodile, half-man crossbreeds.
The doctor chuckled. It was the first time I'd seen her look amused.
Honestly, I'm sure it never would have dawned on me to do so.
The smile left her face.
I guess I should thank you. Had you not killed that thing, I'm told that eventually its minions would have used us all as livestock.
Happy,
I coughed and got a little twinge of pain from my shoulder, not anywhere near as much as I would have expected. I mentally sighed. I'd probably been out again for a while this time, too.
Happy to help,
I finally finished.
Did you see it?
The doctor shuddered.
Yes,
she said, her voice much softer than it had been before.
It was awful. There were also some other things it had sired. They were all awful.
She shuddered again. But they're all dead now, thanks to you,
Jacob said. I rolled a little and found him sitting in a corner behind me. I nodded once to him.
Once you killed the leader, it took the heart out of the rest of them, and the last few gave up. It didn't make it any easier in the end, but it's over now. And we were able to make contact with some other survivors down towards Selma that we may be able to trade with. It's a long way with gas being scarce and all, but we're going to put together a wagon train and see what we can do.
I nodded at him again when he stopped and looked at me funny.
What?
I asked as he kept looking at me.
Is it too early to ask if you'd be interested in a job as a caravan guard?
He asked.
I came up as you fought that Geno freak. I've never seen anyone move as fast as you did.
Not fast enough, I said, holding up my hand, which was so heavily bandaged it looked like a club. That thing was a lot faster.
Well, you moved faster than anyone I've ever seen. You also absorbed that blow when he punched you off the flatbed. He punched one of my other men like that, and it killed him, crushed his entire rib cage through his organs. I saw my man afterward. It looked like he'd been run over by a semi. And you got up as if nothing had happened.
He stopped and looked at me, and I shrugged.
There's a lot more to you than meets the eye,
he continued.
You also weigh a lot more than someone your size should. They told me you were heavy the last time we brought you here. I didn't think anything about it then. But I helped lift you this time, and they weren't kidding. You are a lot heavier than what you look.
I shrugged again. I don't know what you want me to say, I finally replied. I've already told you everything I know about me. I'm not one of those Geno freaks, if that's what you're trying to get at. Not that I know, anyway.
I looked at Dr. Briggs for confirmation.
No, you're not a Geno freak,
the doctor replied. She appeared to want to say more, but then shut her mouth.
But what? I said.
I didn't want to say anything else in front of him, she said,
nodding to Jacobs.
Doctor, patient confidentiality.
That's fine, I replied. I'm not hiding anything that I know of anyway.
She nodded.
To be totally honest, I'm not sure what you are, she said.
She held up her hand to silence me when I opened my mouth.
Let me finish, please.
I nodded.
Okay, what I wanted to say first is that you're not a Geno freak, so you don't have to worry about that.
So I'm just normal flesh and blood?
Well, no,
she replied.
Actually, you're neither normal flesh nor blood,
she shrugged.
I don't know what or how it was done to you, but you have been made into something. I don't know how to describe it. You are human, only more. Your muscles and bones have been enhanced and are higher in density than a normal person.
I knew I was a little stronger than most people, I said.
You're a lot stronger than most people. And you're a lot better at absorbing punishment than the average person,
Briggs said. I'd vouch for that, Jacobs added, based on what I've seen anyway.
Your nerves have also been tweaked, I think, to make you faster. And your blood is able to carry a lot more oxygen than a normal person, increasing your athletic performance. Your lungs have also been tweaked, and I wouldn't be surprised if you were able to breathe oxygenated water.
She shook her head.
I don't know how all this was done, but you have been developed or modified to be more than a normal person.
She looked at me expectantly, and I looked over to Jacobs. He was giving me the same look, as if both of them expected me to have a breakthrough with all of this information and tell them something.
Sorry,
I said. I don't know anything about it. Which was true, to a point. Although I expected those changes must have had something to do with being an agent, I still didn't know that for certain, nor did I know how these changes had been made. I could definitely see the advantages that an agent would have, though, with all those modifications. Ultimately, I shrugged and smiled at Jacobs. It must not be too bad if you still want to hire me on as a guard. It was Jacobs' turn to shrug.
I don't know anything about all that stuff, he said. But you've never been anything but honest with me. You've done what you said you would do, and more, and have helped out this city more than the next five people. Whatever or whoever you are, I don't think you're a criminal or someone who's evil. If you were, we'd all be in a lot of trouble. You could have turned on us at any point, but didn't. Hell, you even fought the Geno freak for us, and he would probably have eaten most of us alive, literally. The bottom line is that whatever you are, I trust you. And trust isn't something you find much anymore in this world. If you want to stay, I've got a place for you.
Thanks, I replied. Maybe I'll be back someday. This seems like a nice enough place, and it's encouraging to find a place where the rule of law still holds.
I figured you'd say that, Jacob said.
He pointed out the window toward the parking lot. We brought your car here, and the town has paid your hospital bills and stocked the car. You're free to go whenever you feel up to it.
Thanks, Jacobs. I really appreciate it. He nodded once and started for the door, but turned and looked at me again.
You take care of yourself, okay? And once you find what you're looking for, y'all come back and see us now, you hear?
I nodded once, and he left. If you look, compassion can still be found in this fallen world.